Centers and Pence podcast, episode 298 for Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Wait, pause right there. 298.
You know, you've been doing that for like the last 40 episodes.
I know, I'm just shocked.
I know. Well, it is.
So, all right, hit me. It's not going to be funny.
It's funny. So
You screwed it up already.
All right, where do Eskimos put their money? In the snowbank. That's good, right? Okay, what do you got? You got thumbs up. Yeah,
got right, thumbs there you up. Go. Help me. Send him in some funny jokes.
That's good. All right, what do you got?
Is it from the book that Rainer gave?
It is from the book, actually.
Rainer,
it's from the book.
A better book. All right. What do we got? New and exciting. Oh, yes. I almost forgot. It's on the list.
Big thank you.
Big, huge thank you to Steve for the crack slaw recipe.
Thumbs up.
I tweaked it and
it's gone.
F-ing amazing.
Oh.
Justin's going to beep that out.
I hope he does.
He will.
All right.
Amazing. Amazing. I need to make like more.
Yes.
Somebody had.
What are
you
doing
tonight? Thirds? Seconds.
Anyway, we've got new products coming this week.
So, Mitch, I'm going to send you the recipe. New products. Go.
First off, today, restock of Faber-Castell coming in, which is exciting, which was supposed to be here over the weekend, but it didn't make it.
You know, I call it exciting. It's a little frustrating that we didn't get it.
We didn't have it for Black Friday, but
some ambitions. We're getting some emotions.
Emotions, Andoros.
Yeah. So
Blooms, Essentials.
Think of it as a stock / restock. That'll be good.
But Faber-Castell was popular over Black Friday, so
it was. That was awesome.
It's good all around. So if you missed out, it's coming back in today, this afternoon. So
awesome. New Twisby Ecos go on sale Monday.
So what are the two? There's two new colors.
Two new colors. Transparent blossom red.
Okay.
And transparent green. And so these are clear with the colored ends.
They're transparent.
Yes.
Okay. I like the green. The green looks nice.
These are special editions, so generally it'll be
one and done.
Basically everybody gets like one, maybe two orders, and then they're gone. So when they're sold out, they're sold out. Just like all the other special editions, so buy it quick.
Same price.
Yes. Yes. And we...
Kind of nice seasonal colors.
Yeah.
Christmassy colors, red and green.
I have to see the blossom red. It looked maybe not quite fire engine red.
It's more pink.
Pinkish.
Pinkish, yeah.
But it's kind of a cool color.
Yep.
And the green is pretty, so those will be fun. Typical Twisby Ecos. Good, solid, great price.
A little something different. So if you're collecting Twisbys, here's two more for you. You got to get these two. They're pretty cool.
There you go.
New this week, announced, coming in soon.
Oh my God, somebody is super excited.
I'm totally stoked. I've gone off the deep end on ballpoints this year and rollerballs.
I know.
New.
Hang on. You feeling okay?
Yes, I'm feeling fabulous.
Excellent.
New Retro 51 special editions.
Yes.
Are these poppers, considered poppers? I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
Edition?
We just got the notice, yesterday.
Apollo. Gemini and Mercury. So in timely fashion because of the Mars InSight lander on Monday.
Which you missed.
Which
really
I missed because I was
about.
Busy and I'm cranky about watching the landing. But we get three new Retro 51 space themed pens.
Go ahead.
And they come in a box set with matched serial numbers.
Yes,
all
so
three.
You can either buy one separately or you can buy the box of three, and those have the match serial.
And a nice, it looks like a nice box,
yeah,
too. So you get it, they come in, it looks like they come in the tube inside the box,
yes,
but then there's a special box for it.
Yes. Those are cool.
Yeah.
They always do, Retro 51 does an amazing job. Their creative team is just off the chart. And the quality is great, the price point is good, and I love how they just constantly mix it up.
You know, I still have at home the poster that I used to have on my wall when I was like not even a teenager, of the Apollo and all the NASA astronauts.
Where?
I have it in my pen room. But I'm totally stoked. I've actually reserved one of these box sets for myself.
Yes, this is
because I didn't get any of the previous Mars editions.
So you're not getting one, you're getting three.
I'm getting three, yes. I'm adding three to the collection. So I'm totally excited. These are coming out soon.
Yes.
I don't know how many we're going to get allocated. I know there's an initial batch that are coming out, and then they are coming out
with the rest of them.
And I think they're limited to like 1957, 1958numbers.
Yes.
Based on the year of the mission. So
these are really, really cool.
Super cool, super cool. If you've got the Mars ones, you got to have these.
Yes, yes.
So
they're good that way, aren't they?
They are good that way. Yeah.
Get you hooked. Yeah. They're like Twisby.
You know how many retros I have now?
How many?
I plead the fifth.
I think we should count. I have more. I know that.
I have like six or seven on my desk. And I carry one with me at all times.
I know.
Really, really good stuff.
I'm so proud of you. You know, when we opened the Appleton store, Brian only wanted to sell fountain pens.
Here we go.
That lasted for like 2 days.
It lasted one day, actually. Yeah, it lasted one day.
And then you chased someone who stole a Retro 51 from our store. One of your
I chased a man
stores.
Who stole a Retro 51 out of the store.
It wasn't really
down
a
the
man.
Block. Well, no,
it was
he
like
wasn't.
A man boy.
But he stole the pen. I ran out the store, chased him down, got the pen back.
For a used Retro 51.
I yelled at him.
We told George that story, and he thought you were crazy.
That's my retro story. So there I'm sticking go. To it. So anyway, Retro 51, Apollo, Gemini, Mercury. Sign up for the back in stocks. They're gonna be hot.
Super
they're cool
exciting.
Looking pens. So yes. Anyway, next up, paper.
Paper.
Drum roll.
You know, this is really near and dear to my heart, and really, it was a source of frustration for a long time. I used to make notepads, and for a while we called them proper pads because if you use a fountain pen, you have to use proper paper. And I made them. I started making these back in, 1998, long before...
BB, before Brian.
Before Brian, yes. And I would bring them to shows. They were very popular. Then we would bring them to shows, and they did well. And then, honestly, we just got really busy. And...
Some equipment issues,
printing drama, cutting drama... I didn't have enough time, and we stopped making them. And people got...
upset.
I don't want to say crazy, but some people completely understood that these are all, except for the paper, this is a handmade process. I print all of them. I pad all of them. Up until now, I was cutting all of them. And so every bit of work was done by me. Then we tried having one of our staff do it, but she was just as busy, if not busier, because she did other things. And so we just stopped. People got mad. People would yell at me at shows.
Every show.
It was really kind of scary. Like, it's just paper.
What am I supposed to do? I'm down to my last two pads.
Yeah. So we took the time to revamp everything. Some of the images that we use were given to us by vendors. Some were given to us by
customers.
We had a couple friends who did pen photography, and so sometimes we'd get pictures from photo shoots and such, but they were very inconsistent. And so what we did was during the, I guess it was about 2 years when we took a break, we revamped everything. The paper is the same. We use a different chipboard, which is heavier. All the images are now ours, except a couple of the black and white vintage ones that we carried over from the old set of images. We've reduced the number of offerings. It used to be a couple hundred. Problem was that somebody would buy one, and if we didn't have it, I'd have to make it, only if we're gone at a show, or whatever, there was a long wait, and there was a lot of pressure on me.
And you can't just make one pad. You have to make a minimum of two.
And so what we've done is we now stock them. There are no special orders, and whatever we have on the site, we physically have in stock. And that way, you can just buy it, and we ship it. We will add more at some point, but what we have now is what's available.
Let's stick
available.
With this. Try this. We got a couple here.
You want to show them?
And they're individually wrapped. Now.
And now they are shrink wrapped so that they transport better in shipping. They go to shows and they stay cleaner longer. Yeah. So this one, for example, is our Terabyte. We've got the very popular Vintage Lady Reading. This has always been super popular, the High Heel. And then we have a number of modern pens that are all in color. So what we have on the site is available. And we do have, that should be available this week. We also have some full-size, letter-size pads in a 4-up storyboard. And then the Cornell method of taking notes. We've got the Cornell Lined,
really
Cornell
cool.
Grid. Brian likes those.
Yeah, they're different. Blank. They're different. Yeah, they're not just... You know, there's no pens available on those, but those are just a different, you know, artists or people who want to, they're really cool.
Yep.
They're really cool.
So. The other thing is that for the first time in about 18 years, we've raised the price. Paper has gone up. The chipboard is more expensive. The shrink wrap, the ink, the paper, everything has yep. gone up in the last 18 years.
But not
years.
Much. It's not.
So it's now, they used to be, the small size used to be 5, now they're 6. And the large used to be 10, now they're 12.
So.
We just couldn't continue to absorb the cost of all yep. that.
So. Cool.
There you go.
Anderson Pens notepads.
Back.
Yeah. I use them every day. I get the leftovers.
I've made special ones
you have.
Just
you
for
have.
You.
You
all right, what else?
All right, Madam Blogger. What do you got next?
So.
This is your show today.
I know.
I just get to do the joke.
It's the Lisa show. Well, can you come up with a funny one?
Anyway,
so up on the blog is a Secret Santa or stocking stuffer blog post on ideas for gifts $10 and under. Here at Anderson Pens in Appleton, we are doing a Secret Santa exchange.
It's our annual Secret Santa, yep.
It's our second annual.
Second annual.
So it's now a thing.
It's an annual. It went over real well last year.
Did.
We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. We
had some fun the other night shopping at the mall. Really, really.
We did. Because it's really challenging sometimes to keep it under $10 and come up with something that's appropriate for the person you're buying for.
Yep.
So there is a blog post with a list of 10 things that are good for a Secret Santa or stocking stuffer for the pen person in your life.
Okay, hit me. What do you got?
All right.
I think... A proper pad's notepad.
It's on there.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So proper pad's notepad, because if your recipient uses a fountain pen, it's perfect. I
always need paper. 50 sheets, right?
We 50 never mentioned 50 yes, sheets. 50 yeah. sheets. But also, even if it's rollerball or ballpoint,
yeah.
it's still very paper friendly.
Very well.
One of the things I love are the coloring ink testing books. This is blank. Do we have one that's used?
I don't know. Why do we have three? We have three
know.
Here.
So anyway, these are great. If you are into ink, and I always warn people at shows, they'll bring it up to me, and I'm like, oh, you know, there's a problem with this, and they look all panicked, and I'm like, it's addictive, because you can organize by brand, by color, by property, like shimmer.
You just get two, and then you can do one by color and one by brand.
You're just going to take it apart.
Because they just the loop just comes out,
yes.
right? This just opens up.
It's just
it's a nice, strong
it is. These are
thing,
great.
And then this comes out. Okay. And you can give these to friends, too.
Yes,
so
you can.
Someone says, what's that color? I had a gentleman in the store yesterday. He says, you like the color ink on my pen? I said, oh, it's, you know, it's such and such, whatever it was. And then, you know, you could scribble it on a page for him.
Okay.
You could do that.
One of the other things on the blog post was Platinum Preppies.
Always a solid choice.
Good little writers for the money. Absolutely a great value. And, of course, don't forget it. I'm doing the Brian thing. Don't forget a 2-pack of cartridges.
Yep. And it's cool that you can get a 2-pack.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it's not, most are like 6, 12, 10, 12.
It's not quite the commitment.
Yeah, I mean, because they have some colors.
They do.
You know, so if you want green, but you don't want 12 green, you can just get a 2-pack.
Which
you
is
know,
perfect.
Or brown or whatever.
Yes. Also, we talked about ink samples. A little sampler kit
mm-hmm.
is always great. Empty bottles? Do we have empty bottles on there?
Empty bottles. They are under $10.
They are. And a
some
great
cool
way
ones too,
to
under $10.
Decant your ink into a much prettier ink bottle. some of the ink bottles out there are very utilitarian. And so, like Caran d'Ache has that great angle and a beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice big cap. It's easy to unscrew.
You've got a Roshizuku, which is always terrific, with that little dip at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bottle.
The new Three Oysters has that big slice out of the corner.
So you can tip it.
You can actually, I won't be able to do it. Oh, you can balance
it. That's cool.
That is cool, which makes it, I would still hold it though, because I'm clumsy. So you've got a lot of different options there.
Some of my favorites, Graf von Faber-Castell.
Yes.
The Mont Blanc bottle.
Yes, absolutely.
But I like the Graf. I'll even say this, not to break in, but the Graf bottle, perfect for you repair guys want to put shellac in that.
And then
glue a brush. Actually, you did it for me. Glue a brush to the cap. That thing never tips over. There's no way that thing is ever going to tip over.
And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I love it. It's great. So you can do other things with ink bottles other than just using them for ink or mixing or whatever. So.
Also on the list was, I just thought of it and I lost it, repair supplies or cleaning supplies like syringes or a bulb syringe, mm-hmm. a combination of maintenance, like a little mini maintenance kit.
That's stuff you always need. You mm-hmm. always need that. You always need syringes. You always lose them. Or somebody takes them. You can give them to somebody if somebody needs a preppy or whatever, some of that stuff.
We find them in our kitchen.
We find them in our kitchen all the time. I swear this thing's breeze. There's a Metropolitan rollerball
in the bathroom.
I don't know how that got there.
I cleaned it.
It's not mine.
Well, it could be. You're into rollerballs now.
No, it's not mine.
Anyway, check out the blog post. There will be more blog posts coming. So there you go.
Cool.
All right. What else? Now this is all you.
This week, I know we've been mentioning these weekly, but now we're going to start to kind of dwindle the list. This week, Friday and Saturday, I will be in Chicago, and this is exciting. Why is this exciting?
Because I get the coffee pot all to myself.
Whatever. I get a Starbucks right across the way. I am bringing, so we're going to have the Kenro event in Chicago.
Yes.
Carrie Yeager, Kenro, Fountain Pen Day, is going to be there. We're going to have Esterbrook. We're going to have Aurora. We're going to have Montegrappa. I am also bringing, if you have seen the new Esterbrook, you can get the MV nib adapter. You can put vintage nibs. I'm bringing probably the largest selection of nibs anywhere. I don't think anybody has a larger selection of nibs than we do.
Okay.
So you buy your Esterbrook, your new Esterbrook, and the adapter. We're going to have quite a variety of nibs for you to choose from.
Yes.
I'm bringing hundreds. It's ridiculous how many we have.
All right.
So I'm bringing all those. And just to sweeten the pot, for you vintage folks out there, I am bringing, I'm ashamed to admit, over the weekend I found a case in the basement of maybe 40 restored Esterbrooks that I had.
I'm still trying to figure out how we ended up with this case shoved on a shelf.
I kind of know, but... Well, anyway,
you
know? I
do. All right, whatever.
I'm going to try to finish those up this week. Don't hold those up. Are you kidding me? You know how rare these are?
I know. I can tilt it.
They'll take a picture of it.
All right.
So I am going to have with me some more pedestrian, some inexpensive Esterbrooks, everything from the late cartridge pens, which are kind of cool, which will all come with a cartridge.
Pedestrian?
Well,
classic.
You know.
Classic.
Well, pedestrian, classic, J-series pens, dollar pens. But then for the true collector, I'm going to have some really, really, I'm going to use the R word, rare pieces.
For the serious collector.
Yeah, that's a story for another day. V-clip in Morocco red. You just don't find them. Not in this.
We apparently did.
Well, I did. I apparently found them. They were in a box. Matched sets, and I'll sell them individually. Cracked ice in yellow.
Yes, these are rare.
My favorite color, the green, the blue green. What a color on this one.
Rosborough safely put away.
No. And without doubt, the rarest of the cracked ice, the white. And I have matching pencils for all these. So if you have the pen and you're looking for the pencil, I have the pencils. Just freshly restored, but look at that. That white is just so That's so perfect. It's really beautiful. Excellent color.
Now, keep in mind that the white is not actually
it's more pure of a, white. It's like a pearl. Yes. A pearl. Yes. And it is not, as some people question, it is not the yellow that has faded. It is clearly yes. two different colors.
What else you got?
I'm going to have several $1.50 pens, the pearl gray.
I do like those.
Which is maybe one of my favorite of the $1.50 colors. That one's an early one, 1934. This one, which was never cataloged.
But it's the same material that Waterman made.
Very similar, yeah, yes. yeah. So it's gray marble with red flecks. Gorgeous. I've got hard rubber, early 1934 hard rubber pen and mechanical pencil, which is the first pencil that Esterbrook made was a hard rubber pencil. So I'm going to have pencils too.
I like the blue one.
The blue one is scarce. This is very scarce.
Go ahead.
This is a 1934 blue plastic pencil. And it was really an inferior plastic, and most of them really did not react well. But this one, they had a tendency to warp, and they do bad things on water. But this one's really, really clean with good color.
What's the difference between scarce and rare?
Scarce is not as rare as rare.
Okay.
Hard to find, yeah. This is hard to find, which is one step below
scarce.
Bandless yes. green dollar pencil. And then this one, which I was actually kind of surprised I found this.
I'm surprised you're not keeping it.
I have to. Relief 2L in blue marble is maybe one of the prettiest materials made. This is Conway Stewart made Esterbrook oblique broad nib. Really, really great stuff. And then, of course, I have Jay's dollar pens.
Can I hold that up?
You can hold that one, yeah. There's actually a Parker in there, too.
One of these things is not like the other.
But double jewel Jays, I might have some transitionals, M2s, CX100s, some pretty interesting CX100s, too, actually, screw caps. Oh, so it's a really, really cool thing for the Esterbrook collector. So come down Friday and Saturday. I'm going to have all this stuff with me.
Noon to
5 on Friday.
10 to 3 on Saturday.
So don't, I mean, you can come earlier than noon, but I might not be there because I'm driving down that morning. I might be at Starbucks. So that's going on this weekend. That's exciting.
Yes.
And bring your Esterbrooks, bring your questions. I'd be happy to, I'll bring some pens from my collection too. I don't know. We'll see.
No. Someone in the store will sell it out for money. For sale. If he brought it, it's for sale. Yeah. $50.
All right. So anyway, this week, Kenro, next week, Friday, Saturday, December 7th to 8th, Yafa. We've got Diplomat, and we're going to be featuring, of course,
Our Red Arrow.
Our new Red Arrow fountain pen rollerball ballpoint, exclusive to us for a period of time. Everything else that Ken Jones brings, Yafa. Monteverdi, Conklin. Stipula,
Peniter,
paraphernalia. I'm probably missing 17 other brands that they carry.
I know.
So good stuff. He comes in, he lays out the, he takes over.
He's like Sarge. He's like a one man.
He's the U.S. Sarge. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So everything from pencils to ballpoints to fountain pens to whatever he can fit.
He brings. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. He'll probably ship some stuff and he'll put it in a case. Yes. It's great. So.
It'll be beautiful.
That's next week. The week after, Tuesday, December 11th, I'm really excited. Always excited to see John Lane from Pilot USA. John's a close friend of ours. Great guy.
So he comes in on Tuesday. And there's no event on Tuesday.
Right. Does he come in on Monday, maybe? Monday night?
No.
I think he comes in Monday night. He comes in Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. And then he's here in the store in Appleton on Tuesday with stuff you're never going to see again. Because...
Yeah. We'll have our usual selection of pretty nice Maquiller.
Yes.
We've got some really, really nice stuff. So
John always brings the amazing one-offs, the super expensive, totally worth it, Namikis. He may have some
stuff. I'm hoping there's some new stuff, but I don't know.
Yes.
I can't verify.
So Tuesday, John will be here with us in Appleton.
Yep.
And then Wednesday morning... Brian and John take my car and abandon me for four days and go to Chicago. They will be at the Chicago store Wednesday and Thursday.
Yep. Yep.
Doing the same thing. Taking over the store with Pilot and Namiki, and it's going to be killer.
Same thing. Bring your Namiki, bring your Pilot. You've got weird stuff. You've got questions.
John loves to see that.
Come on in and bring it in. I'm going to have some really cool stuff too, my personal stuff that I'm going to have with me.
So I've got some toys.
Yeah, I'll have the toys, but I'll have some personal pens that are not for sale. So
that's like a tease.
Well, yeah, and it's show and tell, you know.
All right. And then, so that's Wednesday, Thursday. And then immediately following, the very next day, Brian is still in Chicago.
I'm staying.
With Michael Hujara from Kohl's of London, Visconti. And Michael is going to bring some kick stuff himself. I know, poor Justin. He always brings amazing stuff. The question is he going to bring watches to tempt you with or not?
He is. I think we are going to have watches at the event. Okay. And we're going to have some deals. There are going to be deals to be made. And we are having a special.
Oh.
We've announced a special.
Okay.
Buy a fountain pen. You get to pick a free bottle of Visconti ink. So
yes.
If you've been thinking about getting a Rembrandt, a Van Gogh, a Mirage, a Homo sapiens, get yourself a free bottle of ink, whatever we have in stock, and we've got the whole line. We'll bring some more down just in case. You can go right up to the shelf, pick the blue, pick the
turquoise
is great.
It's sepia is a gorgeous.
Yeah, they're all good. They're good. Yeah. In the cool bottle. So buy a fountain pen, get a free bottle of ink.
Nice.
So that's what's going on in Chicago and Appleton for now. I don't think we have anything else lined up. So
that's enough.
I think that's it for this week. So see me in Chicago this week.
Yes. Come down. Definitely.
So, all right. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun stuff, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And don't forget, we have a store in Chicago in case you missed the last 30 seconds. if you're planning to visit Chicago area, stop by our shop on the ground floor, the Palmer House Hilton, downtown on the Loop, open 7 days a week, and our Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
And our 300th podcast is coming up.
2 weeks. We have 2 weeks. We have
what?
Special guest in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. So do us a favor and like the video and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would be forever grateful.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.